So, as it relates to today's daf, specifically the idea that the loisase in the Torah of loisa acher l'shalmai is negeya not only kachim, but it's negeya the mitzvah of tzedakah as well. In fact, Rava said that not only is there a bal ta'achar on tzedakah, but the bal ta'achar of tzedakah is way more chomer than the bal ta'achar that you have by kachim. Bal ta'achar and kachim, we paskin like the chachamim, shalish regalim. Until 3 months pass, you're not over bal ta'achar. Now there's an assay, but even the assay is one yantiv. Uvasa shama vavesim shama is one of the shalish regalim. Tzedakah is mechayiv alo la'alter. La'alter, a person takes upon himself to give tzedakah, la'alter, he's already over bal ta'achar. And the reason, said Rav, is it's svara. My time da kai me'aniyim. And because it's kai me'aniyim, so it's for that reason, it makes a lot of sense that that's the way it should be. The Mishnah Berurah in Simin Reish Ayin Aleph. Simin Reish Ayin Aleph is Hilchah Shabbos. It's Dine Kiddush al Hayayin. So the Shulchan Aruch in Sifkat Aleph says, K'sheyavir l'beis, when a person comes home, Yimaher Lechel Miyad. You should start eating right away. So everybody knows that on Pesach night, when the Tata kimt ein von Shil, macht er schnell Kiddush. So you're supposed to make Kiddush, put in your Weisse Kittel, and then you make schnell Kiddush, right? But you're supposed to make Kiddush right away. There's an Indian that the kids shouldn't fall asleep. Kiddush Yishalu Atinoikis. Based on the Gemara's and Arvei Psachim, the Rabbi Akiva used to never tell the Talmidim to leave except for Erev Yom Kippur and Erev Pesach. So there's an idea that on Pesach by night, you maher lechem yad. But this is really a halach in Hilchah Shabbos. Simin Reish Ayin Aleph. K'sheyavei lebeisa, you maher lechem yad. What's the reason? So the Mishnah Berurah says, k'dei sheyizker Shabbos be'ez tchilas k'nisasai. Because there's an idea to try to say Kiddush as Shabbos is coming. Meaning usher in the Shabbos with a declaration of Zachar Yisrael Shabbos L'Kachim by saying that today is Shabbos. And says the Mishnah Berurah, the kol kama, the makdaminam le tveyadif, the earlier you could do it is the best. Umikimet shakidesh, so says the Mishnah Berurah, so let's do a little bit of math. You're supposed to make Kiddush right away, because there's a maila to make Kiddush b'knisas ha-Shabbos. Once you make Kiddush, tzarech lechem miyad, now you have to eat already, because it has to be Kiddush b'makom suda. So that's how the Mechaber came up with this halacha. I mean, there's no din to eat right when you come home from shul. There's an inyan to make Kiddush as soon as possible, and then there's an inyan of Kiddush b'makom suda. So as soon as you make Kiddush, at that point, you have to start making the suda. Says the Mishnah Berurah, stating that, let's say you're not so hungry. You came home from shul, you're booked not so hungry. You can wait till you get hungry. Because b'di'eved, once you daven Shemayna Esrei in shul Friday night, you're ready with Mekayim your mitzvah of Zachar Siyam Shabbos Lakash. So we have raid bites on this. This is, we've talked about this a lot, specifically in Arvei Psachim. So once you daven in shul, you're ready Mekayim the mitzvah of Zachar Siyam Shabbos Lakash. But the bottom line is therefore, if you're not hungry, wait a little bit. Says the Mishnah Berurah, here's the punchline. Let's say waiting, you're not hungry. So you waiting is going to cause shalom bias. Or you have misharsim, they're hungry. They worked hard preparing for Shabbos. Maybe you have guests. But for if you have a guest, that's an araman. Lo ya'achir b'chal gavni. Over there, you're not supposed to wait. The kivan dehem mutolin olav, because being that you have an obligation to feed them, lo yucha la'akvam, you can't hold back anything from them, b'shvil shehu roitza l'kayim mitzvah min amufcha, because you want to be mekayim mitzvah min amufcha. So it's very nice, you want to be mekayim mitzvah suda Shabbos mitzvah min amufcha. So you feel that if you wait an hour before you make Kiddush and before you start your meal, you'll have more of an appetite, and then it's going to be easier for you, you're going to enjoy the meal more. It's a nice cheshbon, says the Chafetz Chaim. And b'di'evit, you can be soymich on it. You're supposed to make Kiddush as you usher in the Shabbos, technically you did that when you were in shul. You were mekayim the mitzvah day rites of Zachar Siyam Shabbos L'Kachay. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, you have to be sensitive to everyone and everything going on around you. So if your wife is hungry, if the Misharsim, they worked all day, they're hungry, you have guests. Befrat a guest that's an other man. So it's your responsibility to take care of them. So you have a cheshbon, a mitzvah, and a mufcher. That's not a good enough cheshbon for you to look away from the ani. So says the Mishnah Berurah, that if a person wants to be mekayim as mitzvah suda Shabbos, mitzvah min amofcher, he could do that, and he could even be ma'achar the suda a little bit Friday night, but he has to be sensitive to what's around him. And says the Mishnah Berurah, he points out that if there's an araman, there's an oni sitting at your Shabbos table, then you have to be extra sensitive. But there's more to this story, and that is in a Sharitzion. The Sharitzion is in Hilchas Sukkah. It's in Simen Tov Reish Lametes, And the general context is a halacha that we spoke a lot about in Masechta Sukkah. And that is, we know that a mitztayer is potter min ha-sukkah. So if it's raining, you're not mechuyev to sun in ha-sukkah. Stating that, the first night of Sukkot, even if it's raining, it's not so poshet that you can just leave your sukkah and eat inside. And the reason is because there's a gzeirah shava, tezvav, tezvav, that Chazal learned the laws of Sukkot from the laws of Pesach. And just like on Pesach, you have a chiv to eat a kezayis matzah, so too on Sukkot, you have a chiv to eat a kezayis inside the sukkah. So much so that it could be you don't have the halacha mitzdar potem in a sukkah. And therefore the Ramah, the Noisa Kalim, and the Ramah, they all discuss what happens if it's raining the first night. Sukkot is different. Minhagim, some people wait a very long time, tol chatzais, etc., etc. So the Sharitzian is in that context, it's Sif Katan Samech Zayin. In Hilchas Sukkah Simen Tov Reish Lametes, that's what he's talking about. So he says like this, that a person that has guest, and the guests are aniyim, umistama loy achlu kol hayoyim, and they probably didn't eat the whole day. Vehem tehevim lechel, they're very, very hungry. Umitztarim, you're waiting for it to stop raining. And as a result, demitztarim, ein loy lahamten, you shouldn't wait. And he makes a whole cheshbin based on the sugis of Masechta Sukkah, why that's okay. And then here's the punchline for us. Ve'efshir oid, de'le'inyin aniyim, as it relates to aniyim, de'kaimi, im ya'akvem milechol, if you're not going to feed them right away, isura namiyak, you're going to be over an isna. De'heim ena mechuyovim lotzeis kol ha'deyos, because then I'm mechuyov to be, yoitzo, it's raining, you could eat inside right now. You want to be chayish for all the days, so you're going to wait until it stops raining. The ani is not mechuyev to be worried about all those days. And you know what you have to worry about? Ve'ikach shashta bal ta'acher. Ayin Rosh Hashanah davdalet. That's what Chavetz Chaim said. Bal ta'acher. This bal ta'acher that's stoker. And bal ta'acher that's stoker, you're over miyad. If it's kaimei aniyim, and here you have an armad, he's sitting in your sukkah, he's in your house, he's starving, he's waiting to eat, and you're coming with a cheshbon, you want to be chayish for the second sheet in the Ramah. You don't have a right to do that. And that's the rest of the story that the Mishabruah didn't speak out. It's so sharp and simmerei shayin aleph that you're not hungry. So you want to wait until you build up an appetite Friday night. You could do it. But make sure there's no shalom bayis problems. Make sure the Misharsim are not hungry. Make sure the Archim are okay. And if there's an Eirach, that's an Araman, Balta'ach. Then you have to worry about that. And it's kaimi aniyim, and now you're already getting involved in a lois hasei, and once you're getting involved in a lois hasei, so at that point, this is going to be already a little more serious. The point is just two places in Mishneh Berurah where the Chafetz Chaim talked about halacha l'maisa, where a person would never think in terms of bal ta'achar, but at the same time, it's shaykh for a person to be over bal ta'achar ditztoka, and bal ta'achar ditztoka, as we see, is something that a person can be over la'altar, my taima, da kaimi aniyim. Truth is, this Gemara right here, the Gemara that says that there's an issa bal ta'achar when it comes to tzedakah, is really one of the most important Gemaras in Hilchas Tzedakah. So if you learn Hilchas Tzedakah, the halachos, the lamdas, this Gemara is a very, very important Gemara. We don't have time to really go into it, but just a toya mer, just one Mara Makam as it relates to just to have an appreciation of the Gemara that we ran through today. And that is a Gemara, Mesechtes Nedarim, Dav Zayin Amid Alf. This is going to feel like a long time ago. The Gemara said, "Boy, Rapapa, Yesh Yad Litztaka, or Ein Yad Litztaka." So just to refresh our memory, what's a Yad? A Yad is a person that makes a neder. He's Mekabel Nazirus. He makes something hektish. The way to do it is, you have to speak it out. Dav Red in English. You have to say what you want to say. Say that this should be Yosir. You make a Shvua, whatever it is. There's an idea that even if a person doesn't say explicitly that he wants to create a neder or a naziris or a cherem, vafilo naziris shemshin, right? He doesn't speak it out 100% explicitly. At the same time, if you say enough that we can now figure out based on the little bit that you said that you meant to complete this neder, even though you didn't say it, it's as if you made the neder. It's what's known as a yad. And Rapapa had a shayla. Yesh yad litztaka. Oy ein yad litztaka. This was a shayla. Do you have a parasha of yadis when it comes to tztaka? Or do you not have a parasha of yadis when it comes to tztaka? So the Gemara said, what's the two tztata? Meaning, why would you think, yeah, why would you think not? Says the Gemara, mi amrinan, do we say? Where do you find the parasha of yadis? You find it by Nadarim. A carbon is a type of neder, right? Hektish, when a person makes something hektish, he's making a shtickel of neder. So maybe, kiven the iskish le karbonos, being that you find that staka is iskish le karbonos, tichsiv beficha zut tzedaka. So ma karbonos yesh lem yad, just like by karbonos is a yad, at staka yesh le yad. So tu staka is going to have a yad. Oidoma, maybe no. The bal ta'achar ud the iskish. Maybe the hektish was only for bal ta'achar, but maybe not for anything else. In other words, the Gemara Nedarim Dav Zayinam and Aleph sees in our Gemara Rosh Hashanah Dav Vav that the Gemara seems to be drawing a link, a connection, a hekesh, quote-unquote, between staka and karbonos. Karbonos habal ta'achar, staka, including in that, is like a chicken peyer, but staka also has bal ta'achar. Says the Gemara, if we're going to compare staka to karbonos, so maybe we should take this and run with it. So that if karbonos have a concept of yodos, a person that says, harei alai oylam et ayad, it's chal, the hilchas nedarim of a carbon, so maybe the same is going to be true for tzedakah, or maybe no. Maybe the whole hekesh in the Gemara is le'inyan bal ta'achar, but as it relates to other things, not. In other words, how far, how excited are we supposed to get with this idea that we just discovered that bal ta'achar, which you would think is exclusively a kachin de galacha, relates to tzedakah as well? Does that mean that we have to rethink tzedakah? That tzedakah now, it has a kachin element to it? Even though it has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash, it has nothing to do with Karbanos, it has nothing to do with Me'ila, but at the same time, it's somehow related to Kachin. V'araya, there's Bal Ta'achar like Kachin. Or maybe no. Maybe it's a special Xeris HaKasal in Bal Ta'achar, but don't get so excited. You can't necessarily apply, you can't necessarily relate it to anything else. That's the Gemara Shaila in the Dorim Dav Zayin Amar Alef. The Gemara blibes Teiku. Gemara says, the Gemara doesn't say what the answer. Stating that, the Rambam, in his Yad Chazaka, was Machriya the Gemara Zibaya. And the Rambam says, Yesh Yad Litztaka. Which means that the Rambam seemed to hold that when the Gemara compares Tztaka to Kachem Linyan Bal Ta'achar, it's Lav Dafka Linyan Bal Ta'achar. But Kivan the Iskish Linyan Bal Ta'achar, so too it's going to be Iskish for other things as well. And the truth is that there's major discussions in the Rishonim, in the Achroinim, in the Poiskim and Shulchan Aruch, the Bir Hagra, that talk about how far we're now supposed to apply this. Just one example. And that is a major shayla in the Poiskim, whether we say Amira L'Gvoya K'mesira L'Hedya Tami by Tztaka, like we say by Kachem. So by Kachem and Hektish is a special Chiddush, that in order to make something Hektish, you don't have to make a Kinyan. Ordinarily, if Reuven wants to give something to Shimon, so how does Reuven give something to Shimon? With a Kinyan. Mshicha, Agbah, Agav, Chotzer, right? There's different ways of how you make a Kinyan. But there's some physical act that takes place, and that's what consummates the transaction. Hektish is a Chiddush. Amira L'Gvoya, simply talking and saying that you want to do something, is ke'ilu, it's k'mesir l'hedyet. It's the equivalent, it's tantamount to making a kinyan with hedyet. Meaning, amira works. So here's the question. What about by tztaka? Amira l'gvaya. Is that going to be considered k'mesir l'hedyet? Or is it not going to be k'mesir l'hedyet? So for example, let's say somebody says he's going to give X and XYZ amount of dollars to Ani Ployni. He says, Chaim Yankel Ployni, he wants to give him a certain amount of tzedakah. And then, an hour later, he changes his mind. You know, why am I giving it to him? Let me give it to somebody else instead. Could he do it or could he not do it? If you say, Amira l'tzedakah is k'mesir l'hedyet, Thomas, he can't do it. It's his. It's k'mesir l'hedyet. You have no right to now go ahead and give it to somebody else. Another shayla. A yid pledged money for tzedakah, and then lo yaleinu he dies. Do his yarshim have a chiv to fulfill his pledges? If all it is a pledge, so why did the Yashim have a chiyuv to fulfill the pledge? The father had a chiyuv to fulfill his pledge. Chances are he would have. He passed away. It's not negeya, so lemeisim chavshi is patam in a mitzvah. Just like he's not going to put on tefillin now, so he's not mechuyev to fulfill his pledges either. But if there's a chayshim mishpat component to it, amir l'gvaya k'mesir l'hedyatami, amir l'tztaka k'mesir l'hedyatami, so when the father pledged, it became mamon aniyim. It became the mamon of maybe the institution that he pledged it to. And if that's the case, based on the laws of amir l'gvaya k'mesir l'hedyat, maybe at this point, that's something that's going to belong to him. This is discussed by the ktsoyis and the Machne Ephraim and Hilchot Tzedakah Perek Beis has a whole arichas on this. There's a major shailas in the Achrayim. Another shaila that's discussed is, what if a person has a machshava? He has a machshava to give tzedakah. He has a thought that he's going to give blind tzedakah. Does he have to fulfill his machshava or not? It's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah in Yerudea Simen Reishon and Ches, at the very end of the Simen, he brings two opinions, whether you have to fulfill it or not. And the Mechaber in Chayshem Mishba Simen Reishon Beis, there too, he also brings two Shittas. So the Mechaber brings two Shittas, and the Ramah brings the same two Shittas. Yeah or no? Right, those are the two Tzadot. So do you have to fulfill it? Do you not have to? What's the Tzad you should have to fulfill it? Because by Kachem, there's a halach of Kol Nediv Lev, that if a person, Ibimachshavtoi, make something hektish, it's called a machshav, special chiddush in kachem, it's learned out from a pasuk, kol nediv lev, that a person, so says the Vilna Gaon, you want to know what the shita that holds, that if a person has a machshava to make, give something that's stuck, he has to fulfill it, says the Gaon and Bir Agra, both places, in Chesh Mishba Reish Yud Beis and Yeridei Reish Nun Ches, it's this shita, because yesh yad letztoka the Rama Baskins, and what does it mean yesh yad letztoka, that when the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Davah Beficha Zutztoka, that this Baal Ta'achabai Tztoka, it's because is a real, legitimate, bona fide hekish between Tztaka and Kachem. And just like it's true for Baal Ta'achar, it's true for the laws of Yadais, Amir L'Gvaya K'mesir L'Had Yatami, so too. It's something that's going to be Chalu Machshava. Incidentally, if you look at the Goyen in Be'er Agro, when he brings this halacha, his Lashon is not that Tztaka is Iskish L'Hekdish, but he says that Tztaka is K'Kachem. Not just the hekish. Hekish sounds like you have two parashias. One has nothing to do with each other. But we're makish it. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. But either way, just a little bit of raid that comes out of today's daf.